Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 70s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, mid-40s, with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 47. As we head into Easter Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures, highs at 83. Right now, it's 37.
This is Mid-American at Work News. Good Friday. A 51-year-old Topeka man is facing charges after a crash that killed a 7-month-old baby and injured three others. Police arrested Troy Zateka and booked him into the Shawnee County Jail after the crash Tuesday at a Topeka intersection. Zateka faces possible charges of involuntary manslaughter, aggravated battery, and numerous traffic violations. Police say he was speeding and driving the wrong way on a Topeka street when his car collided with another vehicle containing the child and three others. The three injured passengers were hospitalized in critical but stable condition. Police in Wichita were not laughing after a woman told her daughter that she'd been shot as an April Fool's Day joke. Police say the woman called her daughter early yesterday, saying that she'd been shot and then hung up. Police and EMS responded to the scene. The woman, 58-year-old Arnetha Willis, was arrested yesterday on suspicion of unlawful request for emergency service assistance. Kansas, Mid-American at Work News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock K996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
Wichita police say two teenagers that were street racing were arrested after a 9-year-old boy was seriously hurt during the race. Witnesses reported seeing two trucks racing Wednesday evening in South Wichita. Police say one of the trucks hit the 9-year-old, who was hospitalized with serious injuries that were not considered life-threatening. The drivers fled but were apprehended. One of the drivers, a 16-year-old, was booked into juvenile detention. The other driver, a 17-year-old, was arrested. The incident came less than 2 weeks after an 18-year-old was killed while street racing in East Wichita. Amtrak could make its way back to Wichita using money from President Joe Biden's infrastructure plan. The lines would connect Wichita to Oklahoma City as well as Texas. Amtrak spokesman Mark Magliari says it's an idea that has been in the works for a while. Wichita's Mayor Brandon Whipple said it would be a win for Wichita. Amtrak is expected to return all its routes to full service in May. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-American at Work News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Two Western Nebraska Community College students died in an accident at the school's aviation maintenance facility at the Sydney Airport. In a news release, the college said the students died yesterday as a result of a tragic accident, but didn't give details about what happened. Officials did not release the names of the students who were killed and won't do so until families have completely been notified. Governor Pete Ricketts getting his first coronavirus vaccination tomorrow at Nebraska Medicine in Omaha. The 56-year-old governor had previously signed up for the vaccine online and was notified earlier this week that he was eligible for an appointment. He's scheduled to get the first of two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Monday, the state will allow public health districts to vaccinate anyone who is at least 16 years old if they have an adequate supply of doses and appointments. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Nebraska news on a Friday here on the Mid-America Network.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area communities will host Easter activities Saturday, including an Easter egg hunt at the Home City Park at 10, Summerfield City Park at 11, Haxtell City Park at 11:30, and the Beatty Community Building at 12:30. In Frankfort, an Easter egg hunt Saturday will be a drive-by at the City Park beginning at 1. Blue Rapids will also host at 1 at the City Square, Waterville at 2 at the City Park. In Marysville, the traditional Easter egg hunt will be suspended again this year, with the Easter Bunny escorted by the Marysville Volunteer Fire Department parading through town beginning at 3:30 Saturday afternoon. Washington will host an Easter egg hunt on the courthouse lawn Saturday morning at 9, with 10 a.m. starts at city parks in Barnes, Lynn, Hanover, and Morrillville. A 1:30 start is planned at the Greenleaf City Park and 2 p.m. at Haddam. 2 miles of K-99 in Marshall County were closed from Granite to Eagle Road Wednesday evening after a car and semi crashed, with the truck reportedly turning on its side on K-99 at Frontier Road. No other immediate details available on the accident, which was reported around 4:30 p.m. Nemaha County authorities received a report that a wind turbine at 24th and R Road was damaged sometime March 23rd or 24th, resulting in a $780,000 loss. A shooter reportedly struck a housing and damaged associated wiring. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Nemaha County Sheriff's Office. Marshall County Landfill will be open the first Saturday each month from 8 to 2, beginning this Saturday, April 3rd. City of Marysville Brush Dump Site is now open Saturday and Sundays 1 to 5 and Wednesdays 4 until 6. Spring cleanup week in Marysville begins April 19th. Marshall County Historical Society Board will meet Monday with an architect to consider a draft report regarding preservation and the future of the historic courthouse in Marysville. Kay Nestor advises that the public is welcome, with the board meeting at 9:30 Monday and the draft presentation at 10:30.
Monday, April 5th, is our regular board meeting, and then after that, the architectural firm from Lawrence is going to give a presentation on the preservation plan that they have designed. And we got a grant from the state of Kansas, the State Historical Society, to help us with that. They came in with their architects and their engineers. They went through every part of the building inside and out and have compiled a plan as to what we need to do first in order to keep the building and everything in it safe for the next 100 years. So we will kind of have a guideline, like we have replaced the shingles in this year, so the shingles might be okay for another 20 years. And we replaced the boiler in this year, and the boiler might need to be replaced sooner than something else. They were a great bunch of people to work with, and they brought their drone so that we could get a really close look at the roof, which, you know, as you know, is 100 feet in the air, and the shingles and the guttering and all of those fine things that you can't see from down below. So they will present that, and if it's approved, then it will be printed in a book that sits on our shelf, and we'll also have a digitized copy.
Kay Nestor will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday at 7:10 on KNDY. Veteran Services Representative Kenneth Coonley will be in Marysville Tuesday, April 6th, to assist veterans and family members in applying for state and federal benefits. These include service compensation claims, non-service-connected, survivor and dependency pensions, health care and burial benefits, and the like. Meetings are by appointment. Phone 785-587-0373. Although walk-ins will be accepted on a space available basis Tuesday, 10 until 3:30 at the Marshall County Courthouse. Again, for appointments, phone the VA representative at 785-587-0373. Judith Judy A. Garten, age 77, of Diller, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Interment at a later date in the Prairie Home Cemetery near Diller. Registration book Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Judy Garten. Hiroko Erdman, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. A graveside service is planned Monday, 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery at Barnston. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Hiroko Erdman.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest. This upper level trough that was overhead bringing us cool temperatures for the beginning of this week is now off to the east. We have a ridge across the central northern parts of the Rockies bringing some warm weather there. This ridge will move into the Midwest this weekend. We're going to see some warm temperatures for the Easter weekend. Highs for today, 60s and 70s, and for the weekend, 70s. Even some areas will see temperatures in the 80s for Easter Sunday. It looks like for the early parts of next week, we'll continue with dry weather as well as warm temperatures. So across the area, sunny, windy, lower 70s with wind gust at 40. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s, wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, sunny skies in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 47. For Easter Sunday, sunny at 83 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date hit 90, the average low 36, and the record low was 18. Sunset this evening 7:52, sunrise in the morning at 7:10. 37 degrees, winds have shifted to the south and will likely be with us through the weekend. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Good Friday, the 2nd of April. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All ship free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Baseball opening day in the books. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Mariners rallied big time for a win over the Giants in their home opener, scoring six in the eighth to erase a five-run deficit before strolling to victory in the 10th.
Infield in, runners all around, nobody out. Three balls and a strike. The pitch to Fraley, and it's well outside. It's a walk-off walk on opening day 2021.
On KIRO, 8-7 the final. The defending champion Dodgers lost their opener to the Rockies 8-5. Cody Bellinger had a two-run home negated in the third when he passed teammate Justin Turner on the base paths. Turner, who believed the ball had been caught, was allowed to score, but Bellinger was called out and was credited only with a single. More opening day baseball. The Rays came out on top in a pitcher's duel with the Marlins. Austin Meadows breaking a 0-0 tie in the eighth.
Meadows swings and drives one high in the air. Right center field. Did he get enough? Back towards the wall is Duvall. Looking up, and it is gone. Home run.
On WDAE, 1-0 the final. Will Myers and Eric Hosmer went back-to-back en route to a close Padres win over the Diamondbacks. San Diego wins 8-7 despite the D-backs launching four home runs in the fifth. To the NBA, Shake Milton had 27 off the bench to lead the 76ers to a 114-94 win over the Cavaliers. The Nuggets used a strong first half to beat the Clippers, 101-94. Trae Young, Clint Capella, and Bogdan Bogdanovic all scored 28 each, the Hawks beating the Spurs in double overtime, 134-129. Hall of Fame North Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams, who led the Tar Heels to three national championships, is retiring after 33 years of coaching. To the NHL, the Penguins won their fifth straight, 4-1 over the Bruins, the Pens' first win in Boston since 2014. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Feed Industry Association commending Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for his leadership in asking Congress to renew trade promotion authority. FIA's President CEO Constant Coleman said the animal feed and pet food industries are encouraged by Secretary Vilsack's recognition of the importance of renewing TPA and is hopeful that the Biden administration intends to take an active and supportive position in renewing it. She said as trade in the animal food sector continues to grow, applauding Secretary Vilsack for standing behind U.S. agriculture and being the first within the administration to express both the need and support for TPA renewal. The Trade Promotion Authority allows U.S. trade reps to enter trade discussions with negotiating positions and priorities already agreed upon by Congress, which provides potential trading partners with the confidence that Congress will likely ratify any final agreement. But TPA is not a new idea. It's been utilized during presidential administrations going back to 1974 and has only been authorized four times. As the administration focuses on domestic issues, it's not clear if the request of TPA renewal before the deadline this summer. And the Commodity Futures Trading Commission has filed a civil enforcement action in the U.S. District Court in Eastern Washington State. The action charges Easterday Ranches Incorporated of Pasco, Washington, and Cody Easterday, the co-owner and former president of Easterday Ranches, for engaging in cattle fraud in connection with the sale of more than 200,000 non-existent head of cattle to a beef processor. Easterday also charges making false statements in exchange and violating exchange set position limits. The CFTC complaint seeks restitution, disgorgement, civil monetary penalties, permanent trading registration bans to Easterday, and a permanent injunction against further violations of the Commodities Exchange Act and the CFTC. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Steckline Report.
Well, friends, as we look at grain prices in this country, they've come back nicely. They're starting to slide a little bit, and I'm a little bit concerned about them sliding some more. Why? Well, you heard my report last time around about the problems that China is having with their pigs, their disease. They may need a lot less corn than we'd like for them to use. In any event, that's one issue. The other issue is weather around the country. That weather is helping us some. Brazil's got some major problems, and maybe they can't get quite as much bought, the Chinese, from them as they thought they would over the years. And here in this part of the country, we've got a little bit of a problem. It's called planting too much. In fact, I was driving down the road one time in the middle of Kansas, and the wheat was clear over by the highway, and there was a sign that stuck above the heads this far that says, "Don't plant the right-of-way." That's the issue with us. We're planting too much again, friends. Listen to this. Allendale did a survey. Corn planting this year, our farmers themselves said that they were going to plant 92.82 million acres, 2 million more than last year. Soybeans, 90.3, 7 million more than last year. Even winter wheat, 1.79 million acres more than last year. Folks, if all that takes place, and if that's a good crop, there is no way we can hold prices where they are today. They're on the downward slide. And then guess what? Our expenses, they go up because of the good prices that we've had. Anhydrous ammonia up 60% since fall. See you on the next Techline Report.
We growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgroPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from the AgroPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgroPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic performance and data in a list of AgroPro associates at agroprowheat.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
It's peanut butter and jelly time. You don't have time to do the dance, but you should have the sandwich today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 2nd, the 92nd day of the year. Actor Christopher Maloney has a birthday, and on this day in 1968, Stanley Kubrick's famous sci-fi film 2001 A Space Odyssey had its premiere in Washington, D.C. Do you think they serve peanut butter and jelly popcorn at the theater? Probably not, but it's a real thing. And today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. The average American will have consumed at least 2,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they graduate from high school. Peanut butter was actually considered a delicacy in the early 1900s and was only served at high-end tea rooms. By the 1920s, the price dropped and the sandwich became famous with children. Now you can get peanut butter and jelly on everything from donuts to pies to, yes, popcorn. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. South winds will likely increase throughout the day, with highs around 70 on tap and a warm-up into this Easter weekend.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. Major League Baseball opened yesterday. Michael A. Taylor homered, drove in three runs, and threw out two players at the plate from center field, leading the Kansas City Royals past the Texas Rangers 14-10 in a wild season opener. Each team scored five times in the first inning of a game that took 4 hours, 26 minutes. The first seven Rangers batters reached safely on six hits and a walk, but Kansas City roared back with the help of home runs by George Soler and Whit Merrifield. Taylor, who spent his first seven seasons with Washington, had three hits and three RBIs in a do-it-all debut for the Royals. Kyle Isbell had three hits and two RBIs in his first major league game. Royals taking today off. They'll be back in action tomorrow with the Texas Rangers, and on Sunday, first pitch in both of those matchups set for 1:10 in the afternoon. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Regrets were like raindrops. There'd be a river running through this house. If our love was like a circus, I'd be the sad-faced clown, walking with my head down, wondering where you are now. Oh, didn't I wrap my arms around you, staring. Baby, didn't I give you everything? holding that pink rod and reel. She's doing almost everything but sitting still. Talking about her ballet shoes and training wheels and her kittens. And she thinks we're just fishing. Say daddy loves you, baby, one more time. She says, I know, I think I've got a bite. And all this laughing, crying, smiling, dying here inside's what I call living. And she thinks we're just fishing on the riverside, throwing back what we could fry, drowning worms and killing time. Nothing too ambitious. She ain't even thinking about what's really going on right now. But I guarantee this memory's a big one. And she thinks we're just fishing.